What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I'm Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
We are independent insurance agents and brokers, and we are living the dream of being an insurance agent, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. So last week's show, we had talked about building construction cost and ordinance of law, and law, or law coverage. Just a couple of seconds, you know, make sure you have enough coverage on your house today in today's market with construction costs being what they are. Look on your policy and make sure you've got what's called ordinance or law coverage. Today's show, we're going to talk about renting a vehicle. So this comes up a lot.
All the time.
And here we are at Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people will be traveling. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you're going to be renting a car. So right. what do we do when we rent a car? And we're going to talk about what the caveats or pitfalls can be when you're renting a vehicle. First of all, I would like to talk about one other thing is we are going to be hiring, Kathy, correct?
Correct, we are. We're looking for a people that have experience in insurance, property, and casualty for our Blue Ridge office.
Yes.
And possibly also maybe a junior person in commercial. So we're looking for some different people that might be able to work with one of us on one of our locations. We have five. So we have a lot of things to handle.
Yeah, we will always take resumes. But, we're looking for a very specific type of person.
Correct.
This job is not easy.
No.
And
it's multitasking.
Yeah, it's very high multitasking job. I think we have some of the best benefits around. I mean, we have the health insurance, the 401k, and things of that nature. I think we're good to work for, or try to make good to work for, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So but what we're doing is inherently stressful, just our job. Yeah. But we're looking for somebody that already has experience. If you're new, we probably wouldn't be able to even offer a position.
At this time, yes.
But we're looking for somebody that actually has experience being an insurance agent that's licensed.
That's right.
A lot of people might be moving to the area. I mean, we've been very successful in hiring people that have come in from other places that.
And you can see in your resume to office@more-insurance.com. If you have a resume you'd like to apply for this position, one is definitely in Blue Ridge.
Yes.
And then one will also be probably in one of the other locations, but we can talk about that.
Okay.
Probably Hayesville.
Okay.
Or another office.
So back to rental cars.
Mm-hmm.
I go online a lot of times and I just see what people say. So I've got a article from an attorney here. I'm going to read just a little bit. It says, "It's not every day an attorney tells you to decline insurance for potential loss. Well, brace yourselves, because that is exactly what I'm going to do in this article." So he writes this whole dissertation about how you already are covered on your personal auto policy, so you're wasting money by buying the collision damage waiver from the rental car company.
Right.
And he goes on and so forth about how you've got a pushy person back there that's trying to sell you the coverage. It's just, I don't agree with that article.
No.
And we're going to tell you why.
Right.
Because there are different opinions about what the insurance company thinks they're going to pay versus what the rental company may think that they're owed.
Right.
So,
I mean, typically that coverage is for when you have a loss, a covered loss. It's a lot of people think, oh, it's just to rent a car whenever they go on vacation. You do have some coverage, but there are some issues when people don't start reading the contracts of these rental agreements for enterprise and budget and all that. They're going to, and this is what we found out, a lot of people don't understand. There is a loss of use issue on the policy. And a lot of the personal auto policies do not cover this.
On the contract.
On the contract.
They're going to make you pay for the loss of use of that car.
Correct.
So it's not
so
just
every day that car is being repaired or being in the shop and they're painting it and they're getting it ready and they're going to take their time because every day they're still going to charge you for every day that they cannot rent that vehicle. So this is a way that you don't get stuck with the bill. yes, your insurance, you have some for yourself off of your personal policy, but if they don't have loss of use coverage on most personal auto policies, so you have a problem and you'll have to pay for this out of your pocket.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Kathy had a customer that, I don't know if they totaled the rental car or the rental car was not drivable.
Correct.
And what happened on their credit card?
Well, the problem was is they already had a loss, so they were provided an actual rental car. The problem is because they are already in a loss, they basically thought, okay, well, I'm good to go. Well, they totaled the car and they came in and they were very upset. They did not, you know, pay for the actual, you know, sign the contract with them for the coverage that the actual rental carrier was covering.
He declined the collision damage waiver.
And so what happened was every day that they did not rent that vehicle, they were charging his credit card. And he was very upset about it. And I was like, you know, there's really nothing I can do that they're charging you for this because you declined the coverage. Your personal auto policy does not cover loss of use.
Yep.
So the other thing I like to tell people is if there is an accident with that and you have it, it won't go against your personal auto policy. It won't go on your record. It'll go on, they will just basically take care of it. And that way, you don't have anything on your actual
insurance. So I'm going to tell a story. So I was driving in Hayesville. Now, we have to be very careful because we're talking specifically about renting a vehicle.
Right.
This doesn't necessarily have to do with, this is not having to do with having a loss.
Right.
However, the reason I rented the vehicle was because I was hit. I was T-boned. And fortunately, now everybody was okay, but it totaled our car. So the insurance company, their persons paid for what my car was worth. And then that was it. I mean, they had an obligation to pay to provide me a rental car up until they made the payment for the damage to my car. So I got like, I think $12,000. The car was worth, I had to go out and borrow more money or pay more money to actually replace the car. But the coverage I had there or from their carrier was they already had fulfilled their obligation to me by paying for my car, and they paid for the rental car until I did not have until I received a check from them for the, I guess they settled it out. Okay, so at that point, I had still not got a replacement vehicle. So I had to go out there and went from their insurance company paying for my rental car to now me having to pay for the rental car. And so I got there, I had to do a new contract, and they asked me if I wanted to buy the collision damage waiver. And I was like, man, I don't want to buy this. I don't want to pay for this. I do not want to have to pay extra money.
And it wasn't your fault. You were
At this point, it's just even though I had an accident, now I'm the same thing, just me renting a car. There's no difference between me flying to California, I'm renting a car. Now I'm renting the car, it's on me, I'm paying for it. I don't want to pay for it. And I know that my insurance policy that I've got is going to extend coverage over for damage to the car. But I was like, okay, I'm going to have to swallow this pill because when somebody calls our agency, we advise them to buy the collision damage waiver.
Correct.
So I said, okay, so I've got to take my own mess and I've got to practice what I preach. And I'm going to pay for the insurance. Well, Kathy is driving to Ingalls, and I come back. She comes back and I'm unloading the groceries. And what happened?
You started saying to me, what did you do to the car? And I said, I didn't do anything to the car. And unbeknownst to me, because I put the groceries in the back of the car and got in the driver's side to drive, and Mark's like, he came in from the other side of the passenger side, and the whole side of the car had been sideswiped in the parking lot at Ingalls.
Yeah, and sometimes those little damages can be thousands and thousands of dollars.
Oh, yes. So I was like,
I've got the real car. I bought the collision. Well, yeah, and it's actually not even the insurance. It's just a waiver. You're not buying an insurance policy. And we're talking about damage to the car. We're not talking about liability here.
No,
sometimes
we're
you
all
don't
talking
get that
about
too.
Damage.
But so we had, I take the car back to Enterprise. That's who I rented it from. And I said, okay, we got an issue. Look at the side of the car. And he goes, oh, no. And you could just see on his face, like, okay, here we're getting ready to go. And I was like, well, I did buy the collision damage waiver. And his whole catalyst looked different. He goes, oh, this is very fortunate for you. Yeah. Because, and I wish I had the guy here, could probably tell you some stories. Because there's going to be some difference in coverages from your insurance policy to what they may require you to cover.
That's true. Absolutely yeah. true.
So, my uncle has an article called Rental Cars Better Safe Than Sorry. And so...
And your uncle also has a degree in risk management yes. insurance, and he went to University of Georgia for that degree, and also has his own independent insurance agency.
Yeah, so he had written an article about this, and I think what we'll do is go ahead and start that after the break. But anyway, we will be back after the break talking about rental cars, better safe than sorry. I'm Mark Moore, independent insurance agent and broker, with my wife Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Hi, this is Kathy Moore. Welcome back with my husband, Mark Moore. I'm going to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services is Hayesville, North Carolina, next to United Community Bank on Highway 64. We're also located in Hiawassee, Georgia. We're next to the hospital and the Town Trace Red Brick Building. So come by and see Joanne and Rose. And we're also located in Blairsville, Georgia. We're at the actual South State Bank Building. And you can come by and see Ashley and Shana there. You can also find us online at www.more-insurance.com. Or, of course, you can like us on Facebook. We also have two other locations. Mountain Insurance is located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West. Come by and see Velda and Emily. And Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge is located between United Community Bank and Burger King. Come by and see Kathy Hunter and Jeremy Payne. We'd love to help you with your insurance needs. And please, again, like us on Facebook. And once again, we want to let you know we are looking for experienced PNC licensed agents in Georgia or North Carolina.
Yeah. Somebody living in, you know, around Blairsville, Blue Ridge would be ideal, I would think.
Correct.
So today we're talking about renting a vehicle. And before the break, I had said that my uncle had written an article about this. And so here's what he's written in the article. You've just arrived at the airport and find yourself at the rental car counter. The $39, now I think this is a little bit dated,
yeah.
but basically you're going to have to pay more money if you accept yeah, the collision damage waiver. You say, no problem. You tell yourself, my auto insurance agent says I'm covered, subject to my $250 collision deductible, which is dated too, because most people don't have that on their deductible.
It's usually $1,000.
As you boldly initial the contract, which you have not read, rejecting the collision damage waiver, you have just become financially responsible for an amount far in excess of what you have just, quote, saved. Now you're wondering, how can this happen? Your agent said you were covered, so it's your deductible. And you even paid for the rental car using your gold credit card. I guess some credit cards will pay your deductible if you rent it there. But there are still gaps in your protection. So here's another article I found online I thought was a good one. We had the attorney that thinks you shouldn't buy it. This one here, top 10 reasons to purchase a rental car damage waiver. So here's a big one. The insurance company is going to pay what's called actual cash value for the car.
That's right.
So that would be like, you could figure like a trade-in base. If it's total, they'll give you an amount. The rental car company, the contract, the rental car contract is going to say that you're obligated to reimburse the lessor, which is the rental car company, for the full value, quote, whatever that is. So they're going to determine what the value is. Mm-hmm. And if your insurance company thinks the value is X and the rental car company thinks the value is Y, mm-hmm. and now we're off thousands of dollars, that could be a problem.
Yes.
Because you're going to be in
one of the problems.
Yes. So if you have a, maybe not a total, but if you have a loss where it could be repaired, there could be a disagreement over the value of the amount of labor materials. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have that problem as well. So there could be a difference in what they think it's worth, what you think it's worth.
Right.
I'm betting the insurance company is going to think it's worth less.
Exactly.
Everyone's going to think it's going to be worth more,
of
right?
Of course, this is going to be the way it works. Yes. Yeah.
Here's one Kathy had. The rental agreement may require for immediate reimbursement for damages, and it is not uncommon for the rental car company to charge the insured's credit card.
every day.
Every single stinking day.
They cannot rent that vehicle.
Yeah, this can create significant debt or max out the credit card, and perhaps shorting the vacation or business trip.
Yes, absolutely.
Result in litigation, etc. Okay, that was three reasons. Let's see. The rental agreement usually requires reimbursement for more than just a collision, just for damage to the car, making the insured responsible for, quote, any loss in value beyond normal wear and tear of fault. So what that could mean was like the loss of use like we talked about.
Right.
There's also something called a diminished value. So we've had this come up before. Like, when you go to buy a car, what are they going to do, Kathy? What are you going to run to see about the car when you buy a car? There's the what?
Your credit.
Well, no, the Carfax.
Carfax, yeah.
And what's that going to tell you?
It's going to tell you if it's been in any accidents or had any repairs.
So if you have two cars that are, they're exactly alike, same year, model, and everything, and you got one car that you run a Carfax on, it's not been in a damage to it.
It should be worth more.
And the other one is right next to it that's had...
issues.
Been an accident and the frame's been warped or whatever. Which car is worth more?
The one that hasn't been involved in any accidents.
So what you've got, when you've got it, that thing's going to be tagged on there forever.
Yes.
And that's called diminished value. The car's worth this, and now it's been wrecked and fixed back, but it's not going to be the same value as where you had before. So they could tag you for that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kind of things about you got to think about when you rent a car. You know, another thing you got to think about, okay, what about where you're renting the car? If you go to Mexico, what's going to happen?
You don't have any coverage.
No coverage.
You have to have insurance in Mexico for Mexico.
Yeah.
Your insurance in the United States does not extend to Mexico.
Well, here's where you're covered. The use of covered vehicles is limited to the United States, its territories and possessions, Puerto Rico, Canada. The rental car agreement may also exclude operations outside a specific geographical area.
That's true.
So, you know, violating the contract. If you do rent a car, here's some of the ways that you can violate the contract. On the back of the rental car agreement, in very small print, it's going to tell you how you can violate the contract. So, how many times do you read a contract when you're standing in a line at a rental car agency?
Not very often.
You want to rent the car.
You want to get out of there.
Get there as fast as possible.
You're ready to get on your plane or wherever you're at. So people either read it and know what you're getting yourself into.
I don't think anybody reads
it. Which people don't.
Nobody reads it.
You try to read it.
Yeah.
If you can, that'd be good.
So here's ways you can, and this would be for anything, if you intentionally damage the car. I mean, that's going to be on anything.
Right.
Okay. Driving while intoxicated.
Yes.
That can void your contract.
That's right.
Using the vehicle for towing or pushing. Mm-hmm. Here's a big ticket item. Operation by an unauthorized driver.
Right.
Operation on an unpaved road. Those are just a few of the exclusions.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember we rented a car. We got stuck in the airport in Chicago. And we came back home. And I was like, Kathy, it's 3 in the morning. We're done. Our plane has been
canceled
and rescheduled.
Several times.
Day. It was a disaster. So we're renting a car and going home. So I went at 3 in the morning, rented the car. I do believe I actually put Kathy on there as a driver.
You did. You got a copy of my driver's license.
Yeah, but if I had not, then that could be an issue too, like if you just let someone else drive.
Right.
So you got to be very careful about what you're doing. Now, typically, the way it normally works is if you have a personal auto policy, you've got to have what we call the comprehensive or other than collision coverage, and collision coverage for that to extend to a rental car.
Right.
If your person has just liability on a car, you're not going to have the coverage extend over.
Right.
So you got to be careful about that. Some companies now have endorsements that you can buy called rental car coverage.
Correct.
And so this is something that was new. So a lot of companies may not have this, some do. You may not have the endorsement on your policy, but this will kind of fill in the gaps that the unendorsed, which means you don't have a coverage you've bought, will fill in the gaps on the coverage. So this particular company here provides first dollar coverage. No deductible applies for losses to cars rented for your personal use.
Right.
So that's their personal use.
Right.
So you got to be careful. I'm going to talk about that in a minute about who rents the car makes a difference. This damage to the auto as well as diminished value charges and the rental agency's lost income. So you can buy a coverage with your carrier if this is available.
But a lot of them don't, so just keep that in mind. Yep. So make sure you check.
Yep. So in a nutshell, the best way to do it is go ahead and purchase it, even though you hate to pay for it. If you're a person who uses credit cards, I don't have one, but if you use a credit card, you might get your deductible reimbursed by the credit card company. And then you also have at least keep comp and collision on one vehicle when you're renting a car.
I don't think all credit card companies do that. It's only specific to, I think American Express does that, I believe, is the only one I think I'm aware of. There could be others, I'm not sure.
Yeah, this was a Gold
Card. So keep that in mind, yes.
Okay, so also be sure that the car is rented in your personal name. If you're renting your business name, you could not have any coverage unless you extend over coverage from your business policy. Be careful how you rent the car, what name that contract is in. Okay, so this again is Mark and Kathy Moore. We're talking about rental car coverage today and WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.